defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. How the heck are you today? Another day after another monster cast, as we now begin in 2020, our 12th year on the airwaves. April 26th marks the 11th anniversary. April 27th marks the beginning of the 12th year in 2020 of Armed American Radio. Incredible, and I'm thrilled to be here with you. Every monster cast, I think about that when we come together on the Monday's weekday show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Lots to talk with you about, but first, I've already gotten some email from you. Yesterday's program was huge. Here's why. Let me tell you what was so fun about yesterday. If you heard it, you understand. If you didn't, here's a spoiler alert. Hour one, Neil McCabe, One American News Network, Washington, D.C., Capitol and White House correspondent. Hour two, Stephen Gutowski, award-winning Washington Free Beacon journalist. Hour three, award-winning Breitbart News journalist, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins. A 1-2-3 punch to the stomach when it comes to the truth and the right to keep and bear arms, throwing that punch at the left. Unbelievable program last night from three of the most powerful voices out there on our side. Armed American Radio's monster cast yesterday was an epic broadcast. Make sure to go tune in. It's on the podcast for you. It was up at, I think I had that thing up by 12:30 in the morning last night, early today. That good. I wanted it out there as fast as possible. Virginia occupied a huge hour in hour two with Stephen Gutowski, who right now today is in Richmond. What's happening in Richmond right now? The NRA, while trouble at the top, is still extremely powerful at the grassroots level, particularly in Virginia, because that's their own backyard. That's where they reside. The National Rifle Association has called for Virginians and members and supporters to flood the judiciary, the Senate Judiciary Committee room, hearing room today in Richmond, and heed that call they did. I can't describe it other than this. I've seen the video of the camera starting at the back of the line, literally snaking through the corridors. It's a 2-minute video, roughly, as the cameraman walks down the hallway. Hundreds. I don't know what was behind the cameraman. I don't know if the cameraman was a camera girl. All I know is the camera person, as they were walking through the hallways, was filming NRA member after member after member, gun rights supporters, snaking through hallway after hallway after hallway, a cavernous walk through that Senate building. Every once in a while, your eye would catch an orange-clad goofball or a red shirt with Every Town for Gun Safety, dwarfed by hundreds upon hundreds of freedom-loving patriots who are there to say, not here, not now, not today in Virginia. However, there's a problem. Socialists aren't going to pay any attention. They'll play games. They'll listen. We know because we've seen the arrogance. If I have time today, I want to get to one of them that is so egregious. It was hard for me to read and stay in my seat. If I can get to that, I will. It's not on the top of my priority list today. I don't feel like giving that satellite radio moment word any more additional airtime than what he got. But it's important that you know how they think about you. Needless to say, the gun grabbers are being overwhelmed in Richmond. This is a taste. Stephen Gutowski is there. I cannot wait to talk to Stephen. I have not yet today. I don't want to bother him as he's working. I'm watching his Twitter stream, and it is absolutely fascinating to see. You should follow him, Stephen Gutowski at the Washington Free Beacon. At the very least, make sure to Google him and read some of what he writes over the next couple days as he gets his stuff through editing. Wow, it is going to be something else. We are overwhelming the anti-gunners who simply cannot muster the grassroots that we can, as patriots, as gun-loving Americans, keep, who value and cherish our constitutional freedoms, our constitutional rights, our right to keep and bear arms, they don't stand a chance. However, there's an attitude out there, it doesn't make any difference. They couldn't care less. They hold you in contempt. They hate your guts. They think you're nuts. And when they watch you come out in force, they couldn't care less. I'll explain more about that as we get going, but I've got some other things I want to run by you. Powerful show last night. I hope you go back and listen to it. Let me go now. Let me get away from Virginia for just a few minutes as this is unfolding. It's incredible to see. Make sure to check it out later tonight, Stephen Gutowski. We'll see if we can get Stephen on. Saw Phil Van Cleve walking through the hallways with a cup of coffee. These people are just overwhelming the leftist, progressive, American-hating, gun-hating freaks, Constitution-hating freaks in Virginia. So it's remarkable to see. Nonetheless, oh, boy. This morning, early, as I told you last night, I did a television hit on One American News. I had it scheduled for 8:45 a.m. That's what I told you last night on the MonsterCast. As I was sitting, drinking a cup of Defender coffee, actually, ready to go, in front of my camera, the camera lit up, the call came in, but it came in at about 8:25. So they were a little bit earlier, and I'm glad I was sitting where I was at the time and got the call. But I was on the One American News Network this morning with Stephanie Myers talking about Virginia for about a 7-minute hit on live television. And it was a blast to see. Go back over to One American News Network and see if they have it up. I don't know if they do or not. I've been too busy to go over there and look. But it was earlier this morning that we did that. I anticipate being on the show a little bit more frequently. And it's a blast. And I want to thank One American News Network for the opportunity to talk about gun rights on that great station. If you don't have it, you heard Neil McCabe last night. Isn't he awesome? If you don't have One American News Network, call your cable provider, call your satellite provider, and ask them why they're not carrying the One American News Network. It's a network that you need to see. If not, if you can't get it anytime soon, as Neil McCabe was mentioning last night, I actually did this. I switched away from DirecTV. From a business standpoint, I have bundled stuff and I needed a faster internet connection in the studio. And I have both at the studio and at the house, I have the whole thing bundled with AT&T. It's complicated. But nonetheless, Comcast had a much, much faster package that I needed. And, you know, when you bundled it with the television, it saved me $175 to $200. I gave it a shot. It wasn't worth it. It just simply wasn't worth it. The aggravation was not worth it. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It was worth more, worth me spending more for peace of mind and connectivity. Not to mention, I lost One American News Network and I couldn't find anything on the channel guide because I've been on DirecTV for well over 20 plus years since my days in Tampa, Florida. So I went right back to DirecTV. But during that little hiatus, that 3 weeks there that I was struggling, I was getting my One American News on the $4.99 deal at One American News Network. Just visit One American News Network online at the website, and you'll see how to do that. You can watch it from any device you want. I was watching it from my large screen monitors. I was watching it from an app on the television. I was watching it on my iPad. I was watching it on my laptop and on my phone. But no doubt, more convenient to have it on your television. They are doing wonderful work at One American News, up and coming like crazy, one of Trump's favorite networks. And I am just really thrilled and honored to be able to participate on their national broadcast from time to time. So make sure to go and check that out. 1 week, segment's already over. I hate that time flies so fast. If you are a member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms or the Second Amendment Foundation, even if you're not, get on the mail list. Another CCRKBA alert came out today from Alan Gottlieb in Bellevue, Washington. Rise in Seattle shootings, fatalities, proof of gun control failure, says Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I'm a member of the board of directors of that organization. And boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk a little bit today about what's going on. Because here we are at the beginning of the legislative sessions. The leftists, they do it every year. Let me make a comparison. Here in the state of Georgia, where this show comes from, and beams around the world, we're a bright red state. The Democrats throw this garbage at the wall for gun control every year. None of this crap makes it out of committee. You don't even hear about it. We do because we're plugged in. We're members of the organization. We know this stuff is coming. But the general public never hears a bit about it. Hell, even the Atlanta Journal-Constitution doesn't bother carrying this stuff because they know it's not going to see the light of day. in Washington State, now Virginia, but in Washington State, reliably blue states for years, this is the stuff they throw at the wall. This is the stuff that makes the news. And unfortunately, this is the stuff that has the opportunity and a likely possibility and all realistic chances of passing in these states controlled by goofballs. The facts don't matter. Seattle is seeing a rise in shootings and fatalities. More gun control does nothing year after year after year. They continue to cram this down our throat. We'll go over the press release when we come back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone in the shadows of the Monster Cast. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Washington State. Let's go all the way up to the top left corner. Well, almost to the top left corner. That would be Alaska. But the mainland. Washington State. Jay Inslee. He's a, what do you call it? He's a socialist, formerly known as a Democrat. Jay Inslee in Washington is now pushing, at the beginning of Washington's legislative session, a ban on assault weapons and, quote-unquote, high-capacity magazines. As Washington, because you see, here we are at the beginning of the legislative session. Washington state lawmakers convened this week. Kiro, K-I-R-O 7, is reporting that Democrat Attorney General, this guy's a real beauty, by the way, Bob Ferguson, he can't stand Alan Gottlieb and Dave Workman because they're on him constantly based there outside of Seattle and Bellevue. But he's also pushing for, get this, you can't make this stuff up. Background checks for ammunition purchases. And he also wants would-be ammunition sellers to first acquire a license to sell from the state. A license to sell ammunition from the state. I'm telling you, you cannot make this stuff up. They do this every single year. And whenever I see these attacks on ammunition, I'm not going to go back to California. We've already seen what they've done. I go back to Florida. Now, this didn't pass in Florida, but I want to tell you how crazed they are that they will stop at nothing. Freedom-hating, un-American zealots is who I'm talking about. Florida. I do not remember the woman's name. Out of Duval County, Jacksonville. I wish I could remember her name. I don't care to look it up. It doesn't matter. Put forth a number of years ago a bill. Again, you cannot make this stuff up. St. Augustine listeners, you may have heard about this. To force you to take an anger management class before you could buy ammo and pass it and then re-up it every 5 years. You needed to get a license, a statement that you passed, a state-mandated anger management class to buy ammunition and then re-up it and retake it every 5 years. You know who needs to take anger management classes, don't you? The socialists. That's who ought to be taking anger management classes. We ought to be putting them in. Look at them. Watch them. Angry at everything. Hate everything in America. Everything. And they want to come after us and our ability to buy ammo. Let me tell you what's happening in California. Do you think people are paying attention to the law in California that requires them they have to get a background check every time they buy ammo? Do you believe there's any civil disobedience going on in California? If you believe that everybody out there is paying attention to just one additional infringement on top of the other. Americans, I've said this for years and I'm going to repeat it now because it's true. Virginia, you know this. California, you know this. Washington State, you know this. New York State, you know this. Connecticut, you know this. Illinois, you know this. Maryland, you know this. Gun owners, anyway. That Americans are being forced by a socialist, progressive, America-hating agenda. Decent, hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding Americans are being forced by their government to have to make very, very difficult decisions. What kind of decisions am I referring to? A lot of people say, what does that mean? What is it, cryptic? What do you? No, it's not cryptic. Do I follow this law? At what point do I say I've had enough? I've been a law-abiding citizen my whole life, and no man can tell me because I want to buy a box of ammo that I'm a criminal if I don't follow their new satellite radio moment. Ooh, that was close. No man has the authority, the moral authority, to tell me that. I am no longer going to play in the sandbox with these idiots. Do you think anybody crosses the border from Arizona into California with boxes of ammo to avoid paying the high costs in California? You're damn right they do. And you know what? Good for them.
Good for them. At what point in time do we say we have had enough? Good heavens. At some point in time, and this is why Virginia has been so important, will be so important. At what point in time do we say we've had enough of these people? That's what's happening in Virginia right now. What is it that Washington faces? Governor Inslee, here we go again. Session after session after session, year after year after year. In the face of the facts. What are those facts? How about an increase in the number of shootings and gun-related homicides in Seattle during the past year? How about that? Is evidence, according to the CCRKBA, of which yours truly here is a member of the board of directors, of the failure of gun control laws adopted in recent years in Washington state. Shootings up a reported 6% over 2018. There were 18 fatal shootings in the city, the highest number since the city adopted a quote-unquote, get this, you can't make this up, gun violence tax. You remember that? We talked about it here relentlessly with Alan Gottlieb over the past couple of years. What was the gun violence tax? What does it do? Taxes the sale of firearms and ammunition. Now, the information that we just gave you comes from Seattle Police. The numbers, according to the CCRKBA, also show more reports of shots fired in the years following passage of Initiative 594 in 2014. You believe that's been that long? 594 was 2014. My gosh, it seems like yesterday. Prior to that year, incidents of shots fired never topped 300 since 2015, the first full year following passage of the universal background check measure, which, by the way, was championed by the Seattle-based gun prohibition lobby, Inslee and the rest of them. The number of shooting incidents has never dropped below 300. Not one. But it's about safety. This is about saving lives, they say. They tell us it will save our lives. We find it beyond ironic. This is a statement from the great Alan Gottlieb. This came out yesterday. Actually, this came out today. We find it beyond ironic, Alan Gottlieb says, that the exact opposite of what gun grabber proponents predicted has occurred. And that was my own word. Let me fix that. Let me go back to exactly quoting Alan. We find it beyond ironic that the exact opposite of what gun control proponents predicted has occurred. Their extremist agenda has failed to reduce gun-related crime, as was implied when they pushed through their various measures. More people were wounded in Seattle shootings last year than any year in recent memory. While there were fewer overall shooting incidents, they can't really declare a victory because 73 people were wounded and 18 were killed, and that's more injuries and fatalities than any time since 2012 when the city also logged 18 gun-related homicides. When we come back, we'll cover another final statement from the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the CCRKBA. Boy, I'm proud to be a member of the board of directors of that wonderful outfit, too. But then we'll get to as many other current events of the day today as we can. There's a lot going on. I'm really looking forward to bringing us Stephen Gutowski tomorrow and find out what he found out in Richmond. Lots going on. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, segment three already, here in the GunBroker.com studios on the day after in the shadows of the Big Monster Cast. Just an unbelievably epic show last night here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone today. If you missed the show yesterday, it was huge. Go back and get it. It was Journalism 101 yesterday. Actually, we would call last night. Yeah, no, that was this was a graduate level class in journalism, because we were dealing with nationally televised Washington, D.C. correspondent, Capitol Hill and the White House, One American News Network, and longtime contributor to Armed American Radio, Mr. Neil McCabe. He's wonderful, neck deep in the Washington politics, knows everybody and their brother. And I got to tell you, Neil is just really plugged in. We get great information from him, as we did last night. Hour two, Stephen Gutowski, the Washington Free Beacon, gave us the lowdown on Virginia. He's in Virginia. He's also in Richmond right now, so we're looking forward on getting some reports from him. That was followed by our longtime contributor and political analyst here on Armed American Radio for a number of years, Breitbart News, A.W.R. Hawkins, Ph.D., Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins. So an epic show last night. Really, 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 really dynamite program. I hope you go and check it out. We're getting ready for the SHOT Show this week. We've got a lot going on. We've got traveling to do. Well, we'll do that on guess we're going to do that on Sunday. Is it Sunday? I don't know. I have to go back and look. I think it is. I don't even know. A lot of stuff to haul out to Vegas for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. We will be live every single day from Vegas beginning Monday. While the show doesn't open until Tuesday, we will still be bringing you the program from Radio Row on Monday. But we'll do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday is a travel day, but we'll still have great content for you. We will. Who knows? I have no idea who's going to make it. When you're talking about walking those hallways on Radio Row and SHOT Show, you never know who's going to show up. It could be anybody from Don Trump Jr., who, by the way, keep your fingers crossed on that. We have a strong possibility that that might happen. It could be anybody from Donald Trump Jr. all the way on down to, you know, who knows? Just anybody that's somebody we've never heard of that's got a dynamite new book out. Okay, but they are there, and I'm looking forward to bringing you just some dynamite content, both live and taped, over the course of the next few weeks. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let's go back to Washington, shall we? I know it's so hard. This is a really difficult time of year when you do what we do here together, because we watch these legislators get back together at the beginning of the year and try to shove their crap down our throats. Let me go back to Alan Gottlieb, his response, because Jay Inslee, well, before I go back to his response, let me go back to what it is that Jay Inslee is actually trying to do. Jay Inslee, he's never met a gun grabber bill that he hasn't absolutely fallen in love with. And what he's done now is he's pushing an additional assault weapons ban. He's pushing a ban on high-capacity magazines. They're messing around now with ammunition sellers having to force them to get licensed. He's already raised the age to purchase a semi-automatic rifle to 21 years old, thereby robbing 18-year-old adults in America of their constitutional rights in this country. Now think about this for just a second. Let's go back to this. This, to me, is on par, is so egregious. This, to me, is on par with red flag laws. How dare you, in America, tell me it's okay to make an unsubstantiated or possibly unsubstantiated allegation against another human being without giving that individual the right to face his accuser, to be able to do it anonymously, to a police officer, from a teacher who's never met you, who may have heard something fourth hand in a classroom setting from a upset kid who heard it from somebody else that so-and-so's dad was upset, and takes it to a police officer who then takes it to a judge. All of this unbeknownst to the man who's sitting there doing his work for the day, whoever he is, wherever he works, whether he's breaking rocks or he's an accountant or an attorney, it makes no difference. When at 3 o'clock in the morning, after a judge goes, guess I can't say no to that. But as much as I don't even like to do this, I'm going to. At 3 o'clock in the morning, this guy's home essentially gets raided. It's like being swatted legally by the system for no other reason than someone you don't know said something to someone in law enforcement that took it to a judge who determined, because of that your constitutional rights should be suspended, as they force their way by court order into your home to take your stuff. But they don't arrest you. They leave you home because you've not violated the law. They just heard something. Then they're going to give you 2 weeks to decide what you want to do and how to respond. But you don't have a right to an attorney because you haven't been arrested. Here in America, that violation of due process, I'm here to tell you, is not going to stand constitutional muster. But I'm going to use one of Alan Gottlieb's, I love this quote. Unfortunately, these people are going to have to go through the meat grinder before it's found to be unconstitutional. There's no question in my mind that this is eventually going to see the Supreme Court. No doubt in my mind. The violation of our due process rights, not to mention Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and others, but our 14th Amendment, just our due, turns American jurisprudence upside down on its head. That is not who we are in America. We have a right to face our accuser. But that's not enough in Washington State. That doesn't matter. As egregious as that is, Governor Inslee now wants to sign additional legislation. He's already taken the rights away from 18-year-olds. Egregious, the red flag law? How about an 18-year-old who's old enough to get married, fight and die for his country, still can't drink a beer? Used to be when I was 18 you could drink a beer, but some people decided, no, it should be 21. Who are those people? I don't know. People who hold some type of moral authority over us, I guess, right? They can make law. Maybe they should have said 22. What's to stop them from saying 25? 18's an adult. Why not make the semi-auto ban 25? Why'd they stop at 21? Hell, for that matter, you got to be 25 to rent a car. What are you doing being able to buy an assault weapon at 25? That's how egregious this is, because that's what the next one will be. But here we've got an individual who got married, who maybe got out of high school, married his high school sweetheart, got a great job, decided not to go to college, bought a house, and is working their butt off paying taxes. 20 years old, can't buy a semi-automatic rifle to defend himself. He can be sued, he can enter into contracts, he can fight and die for his country, but he still ain't old enough to drink a beer, buy a pack of smokes, smoke a cigar, or buy a gun to defend his family. That's as egregious as red flag laws, but that's not enough for Inslee and the rest of these socialist lunatics. Now he wants to take away magazines and those very guns. Because somehow, and you know, when you do this, when you think about this, you've got to look at a picture of these people. Look at the face of this man who has somehow determined that he knows more than you and that he has some type of moral authority or moral power over you. When you look at the face of these people and listen to what I'm telling you or read what it is they want to do, when you look at their face, you will get sick to your stomach. You need only look at Governor Northam in Virginia, then flip over to the blackface hoodie. One of them was him. He admitted it. Then look at Jay Inslee. Look at the face of these people, and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about, who these people think they are. It will anger you. These are egregious laws, and they want more, and they will never stop. It will never end. So let me go back and ask you this question. Let's assume we go up to Jay Inslee, because we assume and we see that he has maximum authority over us as a statist. Oh, dear sir, our dear leader Inslee here in Washington, we agree with you. We give up the fight. Go ahead with your ban on magazines. Go ahead and ban those guns. We're fine with that. Go ahead and expand our background checks further. Go ahead and tax us more while you're at it. And make ammunition sellers get a license. And make me get a background check to buy ammo. Will you finally stop, sir? Will it be enough? I think you know the answer to that. We'll be back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios. On the Car Arms Platinum microphone, it's already segment four. I find it hard to believe. Well, kind of, I do. I don't. I got to thinking during the break. I aggravated myself, and I didn't want to do that today. I woke up today to go on national television, and I love that. I have so much fun, and it was a great hit, great interview with Stephanie Myers. She's wonderful. I've got the Graham Ledger on the Daily Ledger coming up on the 28th. I can't wait for that. We would have been this week, but that was changed by One American News, and then next week was changed by me because I was going to be in Vegas. It's not something I wanted to do while I was out there without. It's tough to do without being in a studio anyway with cameras that you have and so forth on computers, but certainly not with a laptop. That wouldn't have worked, and I don't want the quality of the show to look bad. So we're doing it when I get home. But nonetheless, I had a fun morning. I woke up in a great mood. The show last night was dynamite. And then I tell you in the last segment that you got to look at Inslee's face. And during the break, I'm looking at Inslee's face. And it's just so god-awful depressing. You think, because you can see the hypocrisy dripping from these people, you can see the sleaze oozing from them. Let me give you an example. Remember Terry McAuliffe in Virginia? Remember what I used to say about him? America's sleaziest governor. This guy was a sleazebag from the Clinton days. When he became governor, you look at him, you can just see the hypocrisy dripping from him as he talks about wanting to come after your guns. Bloomberg, same thing. Just a sleazy, downright sleazy guy. Right out of the box. Yeah, Rahm Emanuel, another one. That's right, Sean. Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. Just as sleazy as the day is 24 hours long. Cuomo in New York. Just a sleazeball right out of the box. Newsom in California. Another one. Thank you, Sean. Just as dirty, just as sleazy as the day is long. These people feel they hold some type of moral high ground over you, that they can talk down to you because they're better than you. Cuomo going all the way back to his father and his dopey brother over there on CNN. Fredo! Hey, Fredo! Every once in a while, I get a wild hair and I just tweet 10 Fredos over there.
to Cuomo over on CNN, because I know he hates it. They see it. Yeah, sometimes you just got to do that stuff. Nothing else. Just Fredo, 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 Fredo. Wake up, dude. We're watching you. But I look, Inslee, he's another one. Daly in Chicago. Sean's throwing him at me right now. That's right. Mayor Daly. Boy, we had a field day with that guy over the years. Just sleaze. Hillary Clinton, sleaze. You see this. And here I was telling you in the previous segment, when you read what they want to do to you, look at their faces. And I did that during the break, and I hate that because I had such a great start to the day today, and I just didn't want it to come down to this, but nonetheless, it did. Let me go back to, I know it's tough, Alan Gottlieb. A check of the FBI uniform crime reports shows the number of gun-related homicides statewide has crept upward since 2016. In 2016, there were 127 firearm-related slayings, and in 2018, the most recent year for which FBI data is available, that number has risen to 138. That's not what we would call a success story where restrictive gun control measures are concerned. These revelations are especially important as the Washington legislature opens to consider even more gun control proposals. We're not sure the Evergreen State can stand many more of these so-called gun safety efforts. It hasn't gotten safer in Seattle or elsewhere around Washington with passage of these laws. But the gun prohibition crowd simply won't admit their gun control crusade has failed miserably. Alan, here's why. Because it isn't failing, sir. We know, based on what they say, Alan is correct. We know that to be a true statement. But I got to go one step farther than Alan did. This ain't about safety. This ain't about them admitting. This is about them answering the question I asked you before the break. If we could ask that sleazebag, Inslee, if we give you all this stuff, are you going to go away? Finally. You know the answer to that. The answer is no. Which is why I have to add that little caveat onto what Alan said. Because they simply won't admit they're about their gun control crusade failing. It isn't about their gun control crusade failing. It's not failing. Not in the sense we believe it is, because we see the numbers that Alan's talking about. Nationwide, crime rates dropping. Washington is going up. Why? The more gun control they put in, it's not supposed to be doing that. It's not about safety. Never has been. It's about taking your stuff. It's about incrementalization. That's the word we created here a number of years ago on the Monster Cast. You remember? Incrementalization. It's about getting in your face every single day and taking a bite out of your rights. A bite here and a bite there until all of a sudden your rights are gone. And we looked down and we saw, just like we did with the media, whoa, what the hell happened here? When did the media get this far left? You haven't been paying attention. They've been incrementalizing you, dude. And you haven't been paying attention. Virginia's woke now. I love using that word against them. Virginia's woke now. Way woke. Democrats got a problem on their hands in Virginia. While they won't admit it publicly, they got a problem on their hands in the state of Virginia. They got problems around the country, too, as the Second Amendment sanctuary moves on. But that's a different topic for a different day. The fact of the matter is, it's kind of ironic that I'm going to use one of Alan Gottlieb's statements to prove that this isn't about what they say it is, because the gun grabbers are never going to admit it, because it isn't about safety. It's about incrementalization and taking away your stuff. And in that sense, they've been pretty successful in Seattle and the rest of Washington State. Just how bad is it? Just how condescending are these satellite radio moment word folks? There's a Virginia senator who smeared gun owners, or got caught smearing gun owners, on a hot mic in Virginia. His name is Senator Marsden, and this guy has been a thorn in the side of gun rights proponents for far too long. And I'd love to see it get stuck to him. That day will come. Senator Marsden, Virginia State Senator, was caught on mic. I didn't play it for you because it's very, very difficult to hear. But here's what he said. He leaned over to who is now Virginia House Speaker, Eileen Filler Corn. Corn Filler. We'll call her Corn Filler. He leaned over to Corn Filler And he said, are you going to stick around for the 10 o'clock gun nuts? And she said, these people are crazy. Marston said, yeah, just like little kids. Cornfiller said, do you think they'll stay calm? Marston, yeah, as long as we don't respond to them. Cornfiller said, yeah. Marston said, we'll get through this. Well, the backlash to that hot mic, him being caught on a hot mic, was substantial. It was swift and in many cases brutal and vicious. He's been a liberal, anti-gun freakazoid. He represents a part of the liberal Northern Virginia region bordering Washington, D.C., and he got tons and tons and tons of phone calls and tons and tons and tons of emails. Here's what he had to say about it. I got lit up with every kind of vulgar, obscene, angry email and text. I've been getting calls day and night, obscene, vulgar, threatening phone calls. I mean, we're not talking a couple. We're talking well over 100. Then when he was asked if he had any regrets, he said, no, what I should have done at some point was just to address the group about their poor childish behavior at this event. I regret that you get picked, that it got picked up on a hot mic. I should have said it to them directly. That's how condescending and sick and twisted in the head. Because remember, liberalism is a disease that these people are. He tweeted out, the behavior of the 2A supporters at the forum was childish and boorish. I could go on, but I'm going to run out of time. Suffice to say, you understand, they hate your guts. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can and because they can't stand it. Golf clap. Bravo. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.